What's up, everybody? Nate Bailey, LT, leader of the Legacy Lifestyle. It is literally about two below here in Minnesota, lovely Minnesota. And just got done watching the Green Bay Packers win in the playoff game. I'm a big Packer fan, but so that was good to watch for once. They've been struggling here for a while. But wanted to talk everybody today about your holy cause. And what the heck is your holy cause? What does that mean? What is the reason why you do what you do? What is the reason why you want to accomplish certain things in your life? Your holy cause needs to drive you and is going to drive what you do or do not do. Oftentimes, as men, trying to lead a legacy lifestyle, trying to show up in our home, trying to have a successful business, trying to have a fit, weaponized body, and this connection with God, we oftentimes say the right things or set certain goals and targets in our lives, in all the areas of our life, that we think we should set, that we think others would want us to accomplish, that we think sound great, but aren't truly things that we want. They're not driven by this purpose, this holy cause that we have in our life. Therefore, we don't do the actions necessary and required to accomplish these things. And we don't do them because they're not driven by anything. They're really not important to us. I see it all the time, coaching men and trying to lead them to pick outcomes and targets that are big in stature, yes, but are attainable, but also are backed by this holy cause, this driven purpose that's going to drive us every single day. And not just the days. Not just the days that we are super motivated and charged up. And sorry, I just saw a cop here. I'm driving in the car and talking into my phone and don't want to get arrested or a ticket, rather, for playing with my phone while I'm driving. But I oftentimes see men picking these targets, these 90-day targets, that they think would be cool and that would be cool, but just aren't truly important to them. So when it comes down to it, in those days where they really don't want to show up and they're really not motivated and they really don't have anything else going for them, they don't do the work that's required, that would be required and necessary to accomplish these things. They didn't have the holy cause backed behind these major targets that they were setting for themselves, and so they are falling short. And when you fall short, you also can be defeating, because we feel like what we're doing is not working, and it's not, because it's not driven by the holy cause and the true reason for our purpose and our drive and our passion in life. But so what can happen ultimately is we could just give it up all together. Give up all the positive things that we've been doing on a daily basis to help make us grow and expand and become better versions of ourselves. But when we set these targets and these outcomes that aren't backed by this why, it's going to guarantee that we take the steps necessary. It's going to guarantee that we stay committed, because it is backed by a major why. Then we could just give up on the whole game itself and just become complacent and comfortable with where we were before we even started the whole process. And we don't want that to happen. In order for me to grow and expand and to truly become a bigger, better version of myself every single day so that I can help others grow and expand as well, I need to set targets and outcomes that are going to be, yes, a great achievement if I get them, but also attainable, but also backed by my holy cause. So I really, truly need to spend some time and figure out what that is, because all of the rest of the game, all of the rest of what we have to do to grow and expand mean nothing if we do not have this driving force behind us that's going to push us through on those days when we really just don't want to do the work. It's going to push us through on every day, no matter what, because we know that we need to do it, because we know that we want that target, that outcome, more than anything else. Because it's backed by this greater purpose, this force that's greater than ourselves. And for many, that could be your family, your kids. It could be things that have happened to you in the past that you want to make sure that don't happen to your family. Whatever it is, you could just be super driven by finances, and money could be enough to drive you and force you to show up every single day and do the work that's required. It could be the feelings and emotions that you've had from being overweight for a big part of your life, and you're finally sick and fed of it, up with it, and you're ready to commit. And sick of feeling those thoughts, stories, and emotions that have been driving and been inside you for so long, and that is your holy cause. You are not going to put up with that any longer. And so you are committed, and you back it up every single day, driven by that force, by those thoughts and emotions, that holy cause that's telling you that you never want to feel those things again. And so you do the work that's necessary every single day, even the days when you're down or tired or stressed or have a million other things popping up in your life. You still do the work because you will not be stopped. You stop stopping. Do the work. Doers do. So figure out what that holy cause is. It's important. It's number one. You need to know what it is that's driving you, that's going to back you up when backed into the corner to make you fight your way out, because you know you have to, because you have to accomplish those targets and those outcomes that you set. Not just because you said you would, but because they're driven by something that is greater than you. And whatever that is for you, you need to sit down and figure that out right now. Take a look into all the areas of your life and your body and your being and your balance and your business and living this warrior's way and leading this legacy lifestyle so that we can leave a legacy when it's all said and done. Figure out what your holy cause is. It might be something today, and that holy cause could change tomorrow. But whatever it is, you need to know it, and you need to remind yourself of it, so that you can go out, grow, expand, change, become the man that you want to become. And finally, stop talking and start doing. So I love you. I would leave with that. Take some time, sit down, write it out, figure it out. What is that holy cause that drives you, that is going to get you through those days, those tough times when you don't feel like doing anything? And once you have that, then you can start to begin to figure it out, what it is that you actually want, and start to put the plan in place and start to take action on the plan. But first, we need that holy cause. So I'll leave you with that. And I'd invite you, if you want more and you want to continue to listen to these daily podcasts, the Legacy Life Podcast, helping you get through your journey in life to grow and expand, then what I need you to do is I need you to text the word legacy, L-E-G-A-C-Y, text the word legacy to 38470, text to 38470, the word legacy, and we'll get you hooked up. We'll have you send your email address, and we'll get you hooked up on our weekly daily emails, and we'll send you the podcast, a link to the new daily podcast every single day, so we can keep you up to date and informed and continue to get you to follow the lesson in leading the legacy lifestyle. So text 38470, the word or the term legacy, and we'll see you tomorrow.